Remarks of the President, Sand Point, Idaho, 1 October 1952.
Our Senator Bandolin from Bonner County, to you, the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very much. That's a good job. You know, I've never run across so many good young bands as I have during the last two or three days. You really do a good job on that. Just good as the Marine Band. That's saying a lot. I'm grateful for this wonderful reception here today. I've had a wonderful day riding through these mountains, Montana and Idaho. I've seen a lot of mighty fine people, and I've told them a lot of things that are good for their souls if they'll just pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm here on one of my five jobs. You see, the President has five jobs. He's the Chief Executive of the United States. He's the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States. He's the policymaker for the foreign policy of the United States, and he's the head of the Democratic Party. And that's a role in which I'm working today. And he's also the social head of the state. When the visiting firemen like queens and presidents and people like that come to the country, he has to entertain them and make them feel happy so they'll go back and tell what a nice country it is. But today, I'm the politician. I'm the head of the Democratic Party, and I'm out here to tell you what the Democratic Party stands for and see if I can't convince you that of what your own best interest is and why it's that way. Now, I have on the train here with me the members of the Idaho candidate, some of the Idaho candidates for office. They impress me as being mighty fine people. Gracie Post is a grand person. I met her in 1948 when I was out here, and I've seen her in Washington, and I've enjoyed seeing her again. I hope you'll send her to Congress, because she'll really represent you down there, and I'll say to you that you need it mighty bad. I don't want you to forget the national ticket either. Adlai Stevenson for president and John Sparkman for vice president are two as fine men as have ever been nominated for that office, those offices. And you can count on them to look after the interests of the public and the people, the plain everyday people. Those are the ones that need looking after. You know, they have lobbies down there for the power trust, and they have real estate lobbies, and they have China lobbies, and they have oil lobbies, and they have lobbies for this and that and the other thing. And the only lobby that the people have is the man who sits in the White House. He represents 150 million people who can't afford a lobby. And when you have a man in that place who looks after your interests, then you're safe. If you don't, you're in a terrible fix when the Congress and the President both go down the lobby road. I never did do it, and that's what caused me so much trouble and why I had to go out and make such a campaign in 1948. As long as I'm in the White House, I'm going to be the lobbyist for 150 million people who haven't any lobby, and that's what Adlai Stevenson will do if you put him in there. He made a great record as governor of Illinois. He is the best qualified new leader to come up in this country since Franklin Roosevelt 20 years ago. Now, I want to tell you something about why I am fond of this part of the world. I like this part of the country, and I want to see it grow and prosper. And I think you'll find my actions as president and as a United States Senator from Missouri prove that very statement. I want to see you people in the Northwest get cheap electric power so you can build up your industry. I want to see your rivers controlled so the water can be used to raise crops and not cause floods. I've been trying to help you get these things for 7 years. all the time I've been president. And it's all the time I was in the Senate, too. It's 18 years, really, altogether. And so has the Democratic Party. We believe in helping you. We believe in helping all the people to do things through your government that you can't do on your own. That is what the government is for, in my opinion. But you know, there's another theory in this, another philosophy and a theory in this country. You know, the Republican Party doesn't figure things that way. The Republican Party is controlled by the big boys, the power lobby and the big lumber lobby and the big banks and the rest, and all the special interests combined in one outfit. And naturally, those are the fellas that the Republican politicians serve, and they always have done that ever since I can remember. I started in politics 40 years ago. Started in the precinct. I went from precinct to president, and I've been fighting Republicans ever since that, and I'm going to keep on fighting them till I die. Not personally, you understand. There are many good men who are misled by the Republican doctrine, and I have some very wonderful friends who belong to the Republican Party, but they're wrong, and I spend a lot of time trying to teach them what they ought to do. Now, I have been having some fun with the Republicans, and I expect to have a lot more before this campaign's over. And their candidate for president has a sign on the back of his train. I said something about it the other day in North Dakota, and on that sign where my presidential seal is down there said, "Look ahead, neighbor." I've been pointing out to the people that ought to say, "Look out, neighbor." Brother, if you elect that Republican president, you had better look out. Do you want more power and more flood control up here? You better look out, neighbor, and vote the Democratic ticket. The great dams we've built so far are the last you're ever likely to see if the Republicans come in. Hell's Canyon and Libby Dam would be out the window. They've fought Hungry Horse, they fought Bonneville, they fought Grand Coulee. They're fighting Hell's Canyon and Libby. They fought all the construction on the TVA. It's just constitutional with them. They don't believe in the development of the resources by the government in the United States. And I can't understand it, because when these resources are properly developed, it increases the land that can be taxed, it increases the wealth of the country, and that's what I'm for and always have been for, and as I say, I'm going to keep on being for it. Do you want a good education for your kids? More medical care and Social Security benefits when you're older? Well, look out now. Don't look ahead, neighbor, they tell you. You look out, neighbor. The Republicans are against these things. Their record in Congress proves it. I'm talking from the congressional record. I helped to make that congressional record from 1935 until I became president of the United States. It's a hard document to read. It's full of fine print. And the reason they print it in fine print, they want to be sure that a lot of people won't read it, because if you do read it, you'll know the Democratic record, which is good, and you'll find out the Republican record is something awful, and always has been. Now, the Republicans have tried every way they possibly can to sabotage REA. That gentleman who was just introduced to you by Miss Post knows the REA picture out here in this part of the world. He's one of its first attorneys. Back in the 80th Congress, that awful Congress that I licked him on in 1948, they did one of the slickest tricks that you ever heard of in your life. I sent down a request for a certain number of $100 million for the REA to make loans to its cooperatives so they could build these lines. Well, they tacked on another $100 million so they could brag that they'd given $100 million more than I asked for, but you know what they did? They took $700,000 off the administrative end of the REA and fixed it so they added $100 million, and what I'd asked for couldn't be used. And then they wanted to make you believe that they were strong for REA. They'd like to sabotage it if they could, and if you put them back in there, that's about what they'll do. And you railroad men and other workers here, do you like union recognition in the union shop? Do you like the accident prevention work the government has been doing? Do you like our minimum wage laws? Well, if you do, you better look out on this look-ahead business, because if you don't look out, they'll take all these things away from you or sabotage them so you can't use them very much. The Republicans are out to turn the clock back. You know, most of the policy Maker, Republicans are living in the age of William McKinley in 1896. They don't like things that look ahead. That's their intention to sabotage all these good things, and their record proves it. All you got to do is read that fine print in that record I'm telling you about. I know you're proud of your scenery out here. I've heard about the fishing, too, and I hope you'll enjoy these things a long, long time. But let me tell you this. The Republicans get control of this country, scenery and fishing will be about all you'll have left. I think you'll probably get tired of having nothing to do but look at scenery and eat your fish. And don't misunderstand me. I can't promise you that the Republicans won't try to take those things away from you, too, as soon as they can figure out how to make a profit out of the deal. Don't let them fool you with their five-star candidate. He's a good general, and I like him. But as a politician, he's no better than the rest of the Republican old guard. And I know how bad they are because I've studied their record in Congress, and I'm telling you, you better study it too for your own welfare and benefit. You better figure out where your interests lie. You'd better vote for yourselves. Now, as I said in the beginning, I like this part of the country. I'm told that Paul Bunyan came out here and stopped from Missouri, and I've been wondering if any of Paul's descendants are around in this part of the country. I'd like to meet them if they are, because Paul Bunyan is one of the tallest tales we have in Missouri. He's as tall a tale as the Republicans tell you when they tell you they want to get the government and work for you, which they don't want to do. Now, for your own interest, for the welfare of this great country of ours, and for the peace of the world, I'm telling you that on November the 4th, you ought to vote for yourselves because you're the government. And if you vote for yourselves, you'll vote the straight Democratic ticket and keep the country safe and sound for another 4 years. Thank you very much.